And now for reading and writing and radio.
Down cellar, said the cricket, down cellar, said the cricket, down cellar, said the cricket.
I saw a ball last night.
In honor of a lady, in honor of a lady, in honor of a lady.
Whose wings were pearly white.
The breath of bitter weather, the breath of bitter weather, the breath of bitter weather.
Had smashed the cellar pane.
We entertained a drift of leaves, we entertained a drift of leaves, we entertained a drift of leaves.
And then of snow and rain.
But we were dressed for winter, but we were dressed for winter, but we were dressed for winter
and loved to hear it blow.
In honor of the lady, in honor of the lady, in honor of the lady.
Who makes potatoes grow.
Our guest, the Irish lady, the tiny Irish lady, the tiny Irish lady
who makes potatoes grow.
Potatoes were the waiters. Potatoes were the waiters. Potatoes were the waiters.
Potatoes were the band.
Potatoes were the dancers, kicking up the sand, kicking up the sand, kicking up the sand.
Potatoes were the dancers, kicking up the sand.
Their legs were old burnt matches. Their legs were old burnt matches. Their legs were old burnt matches.
Their arms were just the same.
They jigged and whirled and scrambled. Jigged and whirled and scrambled. They jigged and whirled and scrambled.
In honor of the dame.
The noble Irish lady who makes potatoes dance.
The witty Irish lady.
The saucy Irish lady.
The laughing Irish lady.
Who makes potatoes prance.
There was just one sweet potato. He was golden brown and slim. The lady loved his dancing.
The lady loved his dancing.
The lady loved his dancing.
She danced all night with him. She danced all night with him.
Alas, he wasn't Irish.
So when she flew away, they threw him in the coal bin, and there he is today.
Where they cannot hear his sighs, and he's weeping for the lady, the glorious Irish lady,
the beauteous Irish lady,
who gives potatoes eyes.
The potato dance poem was written by Vachel Lindsay, but it could be you. WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
My middle name rhymes not with satchel, so please do not pronounce it Vachel. My middle name rhymes not with Rockhill, so please do not pronounce it Vachel. My middle name rhymes not with Hashel, so please do not pronounce it Vachel. My middle name rhymes not with bottle, so please do not pronounce it Vottle. My name is just the same as Rachel. With V for R, please call me Vachel.
Today, Marion Levin and I are recording Reading and Writing and Radio in the Springfield home of Elizabeth Graham, who for 21 years since her retirement from teaching English at Springfield High till just recently has been the person who showed visitors through the Vachel Lindsay home here in Springfield and who has been keeping the name and spirit of Vachel Lindsay alive. Today's program is honoring Lindsay. For all of Springfield and Illinois and the nation, we'll be observing the 100th anniversary of Vachel Lindsay's birth this November. Teachers, You'll find a lot in the Reading and Writing and Radio Manual about this centennial. Elizabeth, we feel you're the one who can best answer this question. Who was Vachel Lindsay, and why are we remembering him?
Vachel Lindsay was a poet, well known in Springfield, and a poet who went throughout the world so that they got to know him and to hear him giving his various poems.
And did he become very popular?
Exceedingly well known, better and better year by year, because he went to various cities.
Marion, you're with us today because you too have considerable interest in Vachel Lindsay and knowledge about him. Will you tell us something about Lindsay as a student and the very special teacher who encouraged his writing?
Well, that very special teacher was Miss Susan Wilcox, head of the English department at Springfield High School. She'd known Lindsay as a small child and recognized very early that he had unusual gifts. When Lindsay was 15, he entered her class at Springfield High, and there developed between them a very rare friendship. She was not only his teacher, but his champion, and she gave him encouragement and support during the very difficult years before his successes and throughout his entire life.
There are two schools in Springfield that Springfield children will know about. One is called Vachel Lindsay, and the other is called Susan Wilcox. So they're both commemorated in the names of our schools. My mother was a student at McMurray College, and she heard Vachel Lindsay speak and told me about it. Even when I was a child, she told me what it was like to listen to Vachel Lindsay as he went around the country reciting his poetry. She said it was an unforgettable experience to anyone who ever heard him. Elizabeth, you've heard him in person. What was it like to hear him recite? When did you first hear him?
I heard him the first time I heard him at the University of Illinois. He spoke there before the group, and from the instant that he began to read his poems, he came alive for all of us.
Did he read them? How did he read them?
Well, to tell you how he read them is difficult, because he read them as he felt them and as he sensed them. But always there was a narrative story there behind what he gave.
Well, my mother told me that he would sing them, he would chant them, he would...
Parts of the poem would be chanted, parts would be sung, parts would be read in normal reading voices. Mm-hmm.
You have some records of Vachel Lindsay. Why don't we hear a bit of his own voice? Now, these are old records, and they're a bit scratchy, but I think we can get the idea. Here's a bit from one of his poems about Samson, who was the strong man in the Bible.
Let Samson be coming into your mind. Let Samson be coming into your mind. Let Samson be a coming into your mind. The moon shone out, the stars were gay. He saw the foxes run and play. He rent his garments, he rolled around in deep repentance on the ground. Then he felt the honey in his soul. Grace abounding made him whole. Then he saw the Lord in a chariot blue, the gorgeous stallion twinned in two, the iron wheels hummed an old hymn tune, and crunched in thunder over the moon. And Samson shouted to the sky, my Lord is riding high. My Lord is riding high. My Lord is riding high. My Lord is riding high.
Marion, we've heard a few of the Lindsay poems. We've had the Potato Dance and Call Me Vachel, and now a part of the Samson poem. Would you tell us the sort of things that he wrote about, what his ideas, his themes were?
Well, many of his poems centered around Springfield. He called it the city of his discontent, but it was also a magical, mystical place to him. And others of his poems spoke to the spirit in people, the ordinary people, who refused to let the difficult circumstances of their lives suffocate that spirit. And then there were the poems called dance poems. The potatoes dance that we recited at the beginning of the program was one of these. There were poems of fantasy and fun, and I suppose those are the ones that would really appeal to your audience today. I remember when I was a child, I used to recite a poem called, it was about a little turtle. And it was some time, I was grown up, before I realized who had written this poem. It was Vachel Lindsay. And I'm sure if I recite it for the children now, they'll recognize it very easily. It goes like this. There was a little turtle. He lived in a box. He swam in a puddle. He climbed on the rocks. He snapped at a mosquito. He snapped at a flea. He snapped at a minnow.
And he snapped at me.
He caught the mosquito.
He caught the flea.
He caught the minnow.
But he didn't catch me.
There's one that I knew as a small child, and I didn't know that Vachel Lindsay had written it. It goes, the moon's the north wind's cookie. He bites it day by day until there's but a rim of scraps that crumble all away. The south wind is a baker. He kneads clouds in his den and bakes a crisp new moon that greedy north wind eats again. I discovered when, as an adult, I began reading Lindsay that was one of his moon poems, and that he has written all sorts of moon poems. Marion, you mentioned one that you liked.
Yes, it's called What Grandpa Mouse Said. When I was a child, my parents always used to threaten me if I was going to be naughty, that the boogeyman would get me. And Vachel Lindsay wrote this poem with about a different kind of a boogeyman. It's what Grandpa Mouse told his little miceys. The moon's a holy owl queen. She keeps owls in a jar under her arm till evening, then sallies forth to war. She pours the owls upon us. They hoot with horrid noise and eat the naughty mousy girls and wicked mousy boys. So climb the moon vine every night and to the owl queen pray. Leave good green cheese by moonlit trees for her to take away. And never squeak, my children, nor gnaw the smokehouse door. The owl queen then will love us and send her birds no more.
That's a good one for Halloween. And here's another one that would be good with Halloween coming. This is what the hyena said. The moon is but a golden skull. She mounts the heavens now, and moonworms, mighty moonworms, are wreathed around her brow. The moonworms are a doughty race. They eat her gray and golden face. Her eye sockets dead and molding head, these caverns are their dwelling place. The moonworms, serpents of the skies, from the great hollows of her eyes, behold our souls, and they are wise, with tiny, keen, and icy eyes, behold how each man sins and dies. When earth in gold corruption lies, long dead, the moonworm butterflies on cyclone wings will reach this place, yea, rear their brood on earth's dead face.
And since we seem to be dealing with scary things right now, what about what the rattlesnake said?
What does he see the moon as?
The moon's a little prairie dog. He shivers through the night. He sits upon his hill and cries, for fear that I will bite. The sun's a bronco. He's afraid like every other thing and trembles morning, noon, and night, lest I should spring and sting.
Then here's two that I particularly like about the moon, because they were published in a little magazine called Tuck Magazine. Now, this magazine was begun by two junior high school girls here in Springfield when they got a printing press for Christmas, I think it was, and they lived just down the street from Vachel Lindsay, and they asked him if he would contribute something to this little magazine they were printing up. So in June 1915, These two poems came out in Tuck magazine by Vacha Lindsay. The first is what the dairyman said to his child. The moon's a pat of butter in a blue enameled pan, churned from the storms of midnight, said the silly dairyman. And Elizabeth, why don't you read this one of what the lamb said to Bo Peep?
The moon is but a peaceful pool. The sky is but a meadow fair, with giant sheep that nibble there, and by rivers gray and cool.
And here's the old horse in the city. The moon's a peck of corn. It lies heaped up for me to eat. I wish that I might climb the path and taste that supper sweet. Men feed me straw and scanty grain and beat me till I'm sore. Some day I'll break the halter rope and smash the stable door, run down the street and mount the hill just as the corn appears. I've seen it rise at certain times for years and years and years.
I wonder how many of your friends in school have ever seen a horse in the city. When I was a little child, the milk
was still being
delivered
by horses, mm-hmm. Yes. Well, there was the city horse who sees the moon as that pile of golden grain. You see, Vacha Lindsay's having fun with these. He's looking at the moon from all sorts of points of view, as though the moon were a mirror. It mirrors the ideas and the thoughts of those who are looking at it. A mouse sees mousy things in the moon, the dangerous owl, and a dairyman sees a pat of butter, and the hyena sees a skull.
Yes, Jackie, Vachel actually wrote a poem talking about the moon as a mirror, and one of the verses went like this. O mirror on fair heaven's wall, we find there what we bring. So let us smile, an honest part, and deck our souls and sing. And I think that speaks very much of the whole spirit of these things. Lindsay was always a man who loved youth and was youthful to the end of his days. It's a beautiful, beautiful thought.
Well then, what can we write about for a program that's been about Vacha Lindsay? Well, first a couple of things. I recommend that you read more and more Lindsay poems in your classroom and decide how you will celebrate in your own class or your own school this centennial, and then plan to attend the celebrations that Springfield is going to be having. But for right now, try a moon poem. Be a cat or a kangaroo or a fish, a farmer, a carpenter, a policeman. The moon's a yellow warning light. Or the moon's a breakfast Cheerio. And describe the moon, what it is or what it's like, from your own point of view, what you see in it. This poem that you were telling about where the moon is a mirror, it's called A Sense of Humor. And Vacha Lindsay says in the beginning verse that we need to have a sense of humor to write about the moon, that we should have fun with it. And then comes the verse that compares the moon to a mirror, and I'll let this verse be our writing suggestion for today. O mirror on fair heaven's wall, we find there what we bring. So let us smile in honest part and deck our souls and sing.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.